Government taking steps to deal with gender-based violence and revised national culture policy drafted. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is taking steps to deal with the troubling issue of gender-based violence, inequality and discrimination. Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange says the new National Strategic Action Plan to eliminate gender-based violence provides for an integrated, multi-sectoral approach to addressing the key issues and challenges of gender-based violence. This as it relates to victims, perpetrators, and witnesses of acts of violence. She has announced that a costing and implementation plan has been submitted to Cabinet and is before the Human Resource Committee for consideration.
We are proposing in that plan the establishment of a minimum of 3 regional emergency centers within the next 2 to 3 years for women fleeing violence and unsafe living conditions.
Minister Grange was making her contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on May 30. Meanwhile, Minister Grange informed that the Bureau of Gender Affairs has collaborated with the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, in the development of an online platform to raise awareness on the issue of gender-based violence.
A key feature of the platform is the community section where persons can chat with others who have had similar experience in a safe, secure, anonymous space. The community chat helps victims and survivors to heal.
The platform will be managed by the Ministry and UNFPA. The draft of the revised National Culture Policy is now ready. This was disclosed by Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, during her contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Ms. Grange says the policy framework will help to achieve a multiplier effect in culture, creative industries, entertainment, physical culture and sport.
We recognize the challenges facing the cultural and creative sector and its practitioners and are committed to significant structural reforms to create an enabling environment for the development of a viable, sustainable creative economy.
Among major issues addressed in the revised National Culture Policy are culture for promotion of social health and national well-being, repositioning culture in education, culture creativity and innovation, and culture heritage and promotion of museums and artifacts. Ms. Grange noted further that the revised policy titled National Policy on Culture and Creative Economy for Jamaica 2017 to 2027 will provide a framework for creative and cultural goods and services to become major contributors to the transformation of the Jamaican economy.
We are shaping a framework that facilitates economic growth and development through positive adjustments to existing GDP and supports the creation of new jobs and wealth creation mechanisms.
The culture policy will ensure an increase in the number of small and medium-sized businesses and the legitimization of all cultural and creative business activities. Meanwhile, the Culture and Entertainment Minister says work is needed to expedite the passage of the proposed Entertainment Industry Act. The bill aims to provide a framework for an incentive regime for entertainment and the creative industries generally. Ms. Grange says, even though the Act has been in draft stage since 2005, practitioners of entertainment currently benefit from diverse support, including incentives under the Fiscal Incentives Act, to include waiver of custom duties on production equipment, such as for film and music.
We also have a tour support program for artists to perform on international stages. This level of engagement is vast, and it takes funding to ensure that our creative practitioners, including our entertainers, are afforded quality opportunities.
The Culture Ministry has received an allocation of $82.17 million for the 2017-2018 financial year to strengthen the work of the Entertainment Division. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.